I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with another Road to Diamond interview. And I don't think I've ever interviewed anybody as picture perfect as this lady. When you see what she did in 4.5 years, I think you're going to be shocked. And so I'm going to hold her feet to the fire and have her tell us how she did it. This is Jessica Petty from Escondido, California, who went from new member to Royal Crown Diamond in 4.5 years. Say hi, Jessica.
Hi. Nice to see you guys.
Oh my gosh, how did you do that?
Sometimes my head spins and I don't know. Because like I said, when I started this business, I had no intention of doing the business, but that's a lot of people's story. I didn't know what network marketing was. I thought I was getting some kind of a rebate check for my first enrollment, which was my mom. And that's it. Should I go in and kind of tell what happened? Or
yeah, let's just go right in and tell the story, and I'll ask you some detailed questions.
So I went to a homeschooling fair in Pasadena, California, and I bought a book, Gentle Babies by Deborah Rayburn, and I read that book for a couple years. And so when I got invited to my first oil class, I was ready because I'd been reading that book. I was total like a hot lead, golden lead, you know, someone who'd been studying the products but didn't have them yet. And all I needed was someone to say, here, sign up with me. And that person was a doTERRA person. So
really?
I signed up. Oh yeah, I went to the class and wow, what do they do? You know, like they're like, they do this and they do that. I'm like, I want them all, you know? So I walked out of there with about $400 worth of oils, and they didn't tell me about a kit. They just told me about single oils. This was in 2013. And about a week or two later, I saw a kit on Facebook from a girl I didn't know, but I was friends with because she's a photographer. My husband's a photographer, and that's why I had friended her. And it showed a picture of the PSK. And I saw that, I'm like, ooh, I want all the oils, you know? So I bought that kit too. And then I'm just like, you know, I'll just mix and match, doesn't matter. And my husband said, well, if you're gonna keep buying them, just pick a brand and go with it. I'm like, no, that makes sense. So I couldn't decide which brand because I couldn't smell the difference at the time, which I always talk about with people that newbies often cannot smell the difference between store-bought oils or other brands besides Young Living and Young Living because they just can't smell the synthetics or anything. So I couldn't decide. And then because I bought a kit with Young Living and my mom's birthday was coming up, I wanted to get her a kit because I thought that was kind of, you know, more of a present. So I asked my enroller how to get my mom one, and we figured that out. And you know, my mom got her kit, and I got a check in the mail for $50. And she told me it was coming, but still, I mean, people tell you money's gonna come in the mail, but how often does it really? And it had Mary Young's signature on it, and I looked at that and I thought, and I was a stay-at-home financial planner. That was my job. I'd been in the industry for 14 years. I used to work in an office. I worked in Beverly Hills. I'd worked in nice places, and but I had 3 children at the time, and I wanted to stay home, little ones. I had a 1, 2, and a 6-year-old. And I got in this group, and at first, this Facebook group, a business group, and I was watching them, and they were all celebrating a happy payday. I'm like, what's payday? Like, are these girls really making money? Like, how much money? You know, and then I found a post that talked about money, and my eyes just, you know, whoa, is this for real? Is this a for real thing? Like, and I got that $50 check. So, you know, that's not sneeze money. That's a tank of gas, you know, that's significant. So, and I asked my upline how much she was making, and she actually had just started, but she didn't tell me that. And it was, you know, it's a grocery trip and some utility bills or car payment, you know, it was something where I'm like, that's interesting. So, I kept on looking into it, and I decided to start sharing my story, see if it would work. Because they said, share your story on Facebook, or I don't think Instagram even was around then. So I started sharing my story, and at first crickets, nobody said anything. I'm like, this doesn't work. Nobody's good. And this was a time I told Richard a few minutes ago, this is a time when nobody talked about products on Facebook, you know, 2013, nobody talked about that. It felt very weird. I felt very, you know, out of my element. And then one day I said, I'm going to place an order for these oils I've been talking about. Does anybody want anything? You can use my discount. And it was like the floodgates opened. I told my husband, just take the kids to the park. I need to focus. Like, messages were just pouring in. And I just started talking to people and signing people up. And I think I sold 6 kits that day and took a bunch of single orders. And then, you know, and things just snowballed from there. I was silver within 2 months. The end of my second month. I started on October 1st. I sold my first 2 kits on October 1st. And then on November 30th, I was silver. I was executive on October 29th. And I remember because we were headed to our church Halloween party, and I flipped to executive. And my husband was a total disbeliever. He tried a network marketing company, a travel one, years before me. I didn't know him then. And it just was a horrible experience for him. And he really tried. He's like, I tried real hard. I mean, I contacted everybody I knew, and I did all the things, and it was terrible. When I said I want to do this, he said, well, we're going to lose friends and money, so don't get involved in that type of thing. But it just looks so much fun. And the products, I just love them. And people were asking me questions, and I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to follow these girls because these girls know what they're doing, and I'm going with them. I mean, not literally, but you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and he didn't, he just kind of lets me do my thing when he knows I'm determined to do something. And I brought him my first check, and he was my first check because I started on October 1st. I had the whole month to make money, and it was a decent sized check, which would probably not even be compliant to say.
It's okay.
I don't count my $50 check because that was just kind of an eye opener. I wasn't even trying to do business from signing up my mom, but like, it was 4 figures. So let's say that for a first check, you know? And I just kept on running. I just kept on running and sharing. And people that I signed up started sharing. I put them in the groups and they signed up. And it was this fun thing. We had classes and parties and events where just hundreds and hundreds of people came. And it was really, really fun for the first 2 or 3 years, where I just felt like I was on a moving train. And I didn't even start the train. I just jumped on board this moving train, and I just kept on stoking the coal. You know, that was my job, just keep stoking the coal, get everyone in, make sure they had all the information, plug them into the videos and trainings. We had games and events. Anyway, get the idea. And then I think I was crowned diamond within 2 years. And it was so much fun. And then some things happened. This was 2015. A couple of things happened. One, the compliance hit the fan, and the FDA came in, and it was suddenly like we felt like we had to shut down our groups. Nobody could say anything. And it was almost like we just duct taped everybody and just said, you know, we have to shut everything down. And we didn't know how to speak compliantly. We didn't even know what that meant. And all of a sudden, you know, we went like this to, and we were able to stay pretty, even. We didn't go down. Some of my legs went down, but our team overall kind of plateaued, which was least, you know, we were there. And then I went kind of back to diamond for a while. I never went below diamond. And then we went to a, grand opening of Indonesia because over half our team is in Asia. And because I signed up one person who started sharing with everybody, and she was in Malaysia. So we have huge teams in Singapore, Indonesia, Malaysia, Australia, Thailand, Mongolia. And we saw the potential there already. And we saw that Indonesia has the fourth largest population in the world.
Right.
And I just knew that if it were, you know, they're like the people in Malaysia and Singapore, that they would just love oils too. But I don't speak Bahasa. I don't know anybody that does speak Bahasa. So there's one issue. But we went out there for the grand opening and we just saw the potential. And we got to go to all the festivities and it was really fun. And we took these flyers in English and we're passing them out at swap meets. You know, we just went wherever and started passing them out. That did not work. I would not recommend that. You know, we didn't know what else to do. Like, how do you find somebody in a different market? So my husband, he came back. He's like, we're going to have a huge team in Indonesia in a different leg than our main leg that's in Asia. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how you're going to do that. And he started reaching out to influencers on social media. And he's like, I just have to find one that speaks some English. I'm like, that's not going to work. And, you know, the way he told me network marketing wasn't going to work. I didn't think what he was going to do was going to work. And he found this lovely couple and they understood what he was saying. And they said, you know, we'll try it. They started using the products. And now I think they have 10,000 people just under them. So we love our international teams and we're trying to grow them even more. I'm currently working with my friend here who speaks Spanish and, I don't speak any language but English, but we're going to really, she's a go-getter. She's a fire starter and she's bilingual and really smart. And we're going to start making videos and boosting them out to, US, but Latin America. I know we follow the international markets very, very closely. If anybody has a question about international markets, you can message me, you know, if you want to know how to grow there. But we follow the international markets very closely. So Mexico especially is exploding right now. And we have a small Mexico team, but I know the potential there is really, really big. So we're going to, but also Ecuador, Colombia. We just opened up Brazil and we went down there. My husband's been down to Brazil I think, 3 times. And by the way, he's totally on board with me now. But that goes without saying. He is, this is all he does. He was a photographer before this and he'll still shoot once in a while for fun, but he's all about this business, loves it, loves Young Living. The change that happened for him was when he went and stayed at Gary's house for a men's retreat. He did that 2 years in a row. And that was the switch because once he really got on board with Gary and who he was all in. And when he really understood his heart and Mary, so Nathan got to spend, I think, more time with them than I have. And he loves them.
Would you tell the story about the lady who her kids went to your kids' school? You were telling me earlier about. Would you talk about her and how you met her and what she's created?
So that's Leanne Anderson. She's a diamond on our team. She currently actually lives in Hawaii on Oahu. And she's a go-getter. She is, I barely knew her. She was another mom and my kids have the same kindergarten class. And I barely even talked to her when we were actually in the class together. And I had this little booth about this big, paid $20 for this tiny little table where I set up, it was a craft fair. Set up my diffuser and some oils and things. And she walked up to me and she said, you know, Jessica, what's the difference between doTERRA and Young Living? And I've been in the business for 2 months and I actually kind of knew because I had both oils and I actually visited the Young Living farm over the summer too. That was another thing that really sealed the deal for me is when I saw the farm, I was just, I'm all in. So we started talking and she's like, A few days later, she messaged me on Facebook. She was like, I'm going to sign up and I might do the business. And I wish I'd kept her as a level one because if I'd have known what was going to happen or level two, you know, but she just started sharing. She's not too far down from me, but you know, if I just, what was going to happen, she started sharing in Malaysia where she grew up. And I didn't, you know, I obviously knew she was from somewhere, but she might have grown up in the US. She grew up in Malaysia and she started sharing with her friends that she grew up with. And especially Annie Chan, who is one of our diamonds in Malaysia. And Annie and Lian just started working and sharing. And now under Lian, I think there's 35,000 people. I think that's right. Just under Lian. And that's throughout I mean, how many countries is Leanne in? But the bulk of her team, I would say, is in Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, Thailand, Mongolia. Yeah, we're about to have a diamond in Mongolia, the first diamond in Mongolia. And very, very exciting. I love working with people from everywhere. I love knowing that when I make a video and do training, that people all over the world are watching it and thinking, maybe there's a way out for me, you know, a new life. Maybe there's something better than what I have, especially women who get in this thing of, and I know this because I was a stay-at-home mom. I had my business at home, but you know, you got kids crying, you feel so alone, you feel like there's no way out, you're never gonna, you know, catch a financial break. And suddenly there's this new opportunity and it's fun and the oils are wonderful. And when you know, it's not just changing people's lives with money, which I love. But when someone comes back and goes, that worked, you know, that to me is like, yeah, because you don't know what someone's dealing with. These help with emotional, physical, spiritual, all kinds of things. And you never know how something's going to help somebody. And they don't even know until really they start using it. And they go, I didn't even think it would work for that thing. You know, I just didn't even think there was an answer for that. And they discover it on their own. It's all natural. And it's the best business ever.
Look, Jessica, a few questions. So first of all, I want to give people a clear sense of your metrics. So all of these interviews are wrapped in metrics, but some important things. 95% of the diamonds and above that I have interviewed personally enrolled 80 to 100 people within a 24-month period. And that's the formula. 3 or 4 people a month, or some version of that. You enrolled 120 people over 4 years, and you told some great stories about, okay, you know, the kindergarten mom and the social influencer that your husband has, that, you know, the social influencer now has 10,000, the kindergarten mom now has 35,000. How many total people are on your team, roughly?
Right now, 82,000.
82,000?
Mm-hmm. The rest are from the U.S.
And how many great legs do you have that are personal to you?
So I have technically 8, but really 7. The 8th is my husband, and he has nobody under him, except my old assistant, but, I just didn't want to stack him.
Yep.
So
got it.
Really 7.
So folks, this is what you want to understand about network marketing is if you listen to these stories and you look at the stats, 120 people turned into 82,000. And how did that happen? You called them fire starters, which I think is what you call them on that team. And some people call them that generically. They're basically, you know, influencers or, you know, people that just make big things happen. And when you personally sponsor 80, 100, 120 people, what you're going to find is you're almost just like relying on the numbers. That out of that, you're going to find 3 or 4 or 5 people that are just ready. They're ready to build something big. They have the influence. They have the credibility. They have the motivation. They have the time. It's their time in their life. And they go build something huge. And for those of you that want to create the kind of success that Jessica has created, you really have to find a way to get in that flow, to get in that zone where you're consistently enrolling 3 or 4 people a month. Because if you're on the one a month plan, you just never find those people. And if you do find them, they're so few and far between. Like maybe you find them once every 18 months, but you haven't created a fire. So if you listen to what Jessica said, she jumped in a fire. She jumped on a moving train. She brought her people into a fire. And that's a huge part of what influences people's belief to say, wow, I want to do this. You know, if you're talking to somebody and you enroll them and they look around and it's just you and them, they start to question pretty fast whether they made a good decision. But if you enroll somebody and you throw them in a momentum, like fun, like a community, high energy, a Facebook group, and it doesn't have to be physical people in close proximity. It can just be a community online where what they realize is, wow, I just got in something big. And I want you to speak to Jessica, I think it's so important, so fortunate that you got recruited into a team that spent a significant amount of time talking about the income option, as opposed to it's all about the products and just sharing products. They added to that, it's all about the products and there's a serious financial opportunity here and we're going to show you how to do it. Could you speak to how you heard about that so fast and the Facebook group that you got in that you said was just all about business and how, what kind of influence being brought up with a balance of product and opportunity made on your business?
So my upline was very clear that you don't lead with the business. That was their model. You lead with the products always. Have a class, enroll people. And then if they ask about the business, show them. And I couldn't wait for that. I was like, how's it going with the oils? Great. Hey, can I add you to my business group? I was so excited and I still am that way. If you sign up with me, I will be talking about the business pretty quickly with you, because who doesn't need more money? I mean, and that's partly because I was a financial planner for 14 years and I'm very focused on, you know, things like how much money do you need to live and retire and all those things. And I know the stats and I know most people are not prepared. And when I was a kid, we went through some tough times. We lost our house to foreclosure. My parents went through bankruptcy. You know, I know what it's like to not have money. And I don't like that feeling. I don't like walking into anywhere and going, I can't buy anything. You know, we just have to go home and eat, you know, like that to me is just, I don't ever want that. I don't want that for my kids. So being a business person is very important to me, and showing others the way is important to me. So once I got people into the business group, I mean, some of my leaders joke, because we always say, just ask people if they would like to be added to the business group. Worst they can do is say no. And I would say 2 out of 3 say yes, because hey, it's just a group. They can sneak themselves out when they don't want to be there anymore. But once they're in and they see all the posts, I do tons and tons and tons of recognition and celebration posts. Look at this person. Look what they just did. You know, here's a reason to celebrate this person. So we have these kits, Bridge to Gold. And anytime, when people hit it, I make a graphic with the kit, like here's their face, it says, congratulations, you know, Tina. And then the kit across here, I just kind of, you know, I use my Photoshop on my phone. And so they can see. And then it's like, you know, last night I had like 7 or 8 of them that I was posting, look at this person, they got it. And people start to think, well, why can't I get it? Maybe right. I can get it. So I don't know who's told me that, but it was just like, always find reasons to celebrate people, because people think, they start to have belief that that could be me, you know? And I did. When I got in there, I saw all these people ranking up and so many fun posts. I just thought, well, this is where I want to be. I don't want to be sad, alone, depressed, no money. I want to be with these fun girls who are, you know, having good times and changing lives and making a ton of money. So, that's what happened.
Good for you. Well, you're fortunate to have been brought up. Lindsay Marino is the first diamond and above I interviewed in Young Living 3 years ago. Now, I had worked with people like Scott and Brenda Schuler and Adam Green, but they were clients and friends, but I'd never interviewed somebody. Okay, how did you do it in Young Living? She was the first person I interviewed. And she was actually kind of semi-retired from Young Living then. Yeah. And it was a fascinating interview, and I did not record it. I wish I would have. I'd love to get her on a Road to Diamond interview, because I was struck with how smart she was to balance her build, product, and income. And the way I explain it to people, which you'll hear in Run Through Rank, is if we put a camera in people's home, which we don't really need to, we got Siri and Alexa, so somebody's listening to everything going on in our homes, right? But if we were eavesdropping on people's homes, how prospects, right? People who aren't in yet, what do you think we would hear them talking about more? Gee, honey, I wish we could find some seed to seal essential oils. Or how are we going to pay off these credit cards and send little Sally to college? People are always looking for money more than they're looking for health. And that's a little sad, but it's true. And when you balance, when you bring both to people, I don't think you get twice the growth. I think you get maybe three or four times the growth. And your story is great evidence of that. And I love how textbook it is. 4 years, Royal Crown Diamond, 82,000 people on your team. I want to cover a couple of other metrics that are important you can speak to.
Can I do something else real quick?
Yeah, please.
So rewind a year before I started, summer of 2012. I just had a baby. She was my third. And I asked my husband, because my financial business was, I lost my biggest client. He was probably 90% of my book. He died. And we didn't have a lot of money. And I didn't know how we were going to pay the bills. And I went to him and I said, how many weddings do you have booked? Because he was a wedding photographer for the year. And he said, two for the year. And we needed three a month. And I'm like, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Because I just had a baby. We had a newborn and a one-year-old and a five-year-old. And I was like, we're in trouble. And I thought to myself, well, if I can find him jobs organically on Google, if I can get him to the top of San Diego wedding photographer, I'm going to be able to stay home, because then the phone will be ringing and he'll have plenty of work. And he was on page seven at the time. So I got him. I worked 6 months straight SEO, search engine optimization, redoing his whole website, blogging, doing all the things for 6 months straight. And he went from page seven to bottom of page two, then top of page two, then bottom of page one. But still, people don't call the bottom of page one. They call it the top three. You got to be in the top three if you want that phone to ring. So it got to be, I started in July. That was 6 months. It was about Christmas time. And I was out of my mind because the phone was still not ringing. I'd been working on it for 10 hours a day. And I was sitting at my computer. This was about seven months before I signed up with Yum Living. I was sitting at my computer and I was just totally didn't know what to do. The way that we survived that 6 months was burning through all my 401k that I'd saved from before. And we were down to a few thousand dollars. And I was sitting there and someone came up behind me. I don't know who it was, some kind of spiritual something, an angel, maybe it was an ancestor, I don't know. Someone came up behind me and they said to my mind, it wasn't like a voice that I heard outside my head, it was inside my head. Someone said to my mind, it's about to get a lot better. And I went, okay, because I've done everything I've been asked to do. I've been working 10 hours a day at home trying to make this work with two little babies and a five-year-old. And like, I've been doing everything I've been asked to do. And about a few days later, he popped to the top. He worked 37 weddings in 2013. I bought my kit that July. I started the business in October, and you've heard the rest of that story. So I'm a big believer on the other side, and that if you work hard, I really think that people who work hard and have faith and have this abundance. I've been studying Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, Wayne Dyer, all those things since I was 14. You know, I grew up in the Religious Science Church, which is not Scientology. It's not a cult. It's, you know, Agape and Michael Beckwith, The Secret. I've been studying that since I was 14 years old, making vision boards. And I just believe in it. And I believed in my own self. And then when I didn't see results, it was frustrating, but I still believed. And then suddenly that faith that it was just like the switch went. And
there's a book in there, Jessica. There is. That is a beautiful, profound story. And it's interesting, sort of two stages. The abundance that your husband created just when you needed it in wedding photography, of all things. And then stage two is Young Living. And now 5 years later, just 5 years later, I mean, you probably spend a fair amount of time trying to figure out what to do with all of your money.
I spend it on private school. But in that time, in that 6 months, I friended my enroller on Facebook because she was a photographer. And I wanted to see what other photographers were doing to grow their business.
Wow. There you go. Everything matters, right? So a couple of metrics, Jessica, if you'll speak to. So your business, by the way, if people are wondering, closing in on $4 million a month. So we call that a triple Royal Crown diamond. And your ER percentage, 47%. You want to speak to how you believe you have achieved that? Do you do something special in onboarding people?
No, it is my leaders. It is, and people have told me that many times. Like, do you know how lucky you are with the people on your team? I have Pat McLean on my team, Sharon Keys. I have amazing people on my team. I'm like, I don't know what happened. They just came. And
I do. You manifested them. All that studying since the age of 14, all those vision boards, all those affirmations, all those visions. You know, it does kind of work, especially if you apply it to the right kind of exponential growth vehicle. So another percentage that I want to point out to people, it's interesting to me. I'm fascinated by metrics and numbers and formulas. Some things don't follow a formula. Some things are just random and people apply their gifts and they do extraordinary things. And in a business like Young Living, where it's kind of important to, okay, I might be a superstar, but how do I coach my new star or senior star or executive to be a superstar if they don't have the natural whatever it is that I have? Maybe I'm a social influencer. Maybe I know a bunch of people in Malaysia, right? But what if I don't, right? What if I just live in Lawrence, Kansas, and I'm just a real normal person with 500 friends on Facebook? How do I get to diamond? So I'm always looking for the patterns that are duplicatable. And one of the things I found that fascinates me is if I ask a diamond and above what percentage of their total team enrolled someone last month. So it could be one person that they enrolled. It could be the last person they've ever enrolled, or it could be the first person. It could be they could enroll somebody once every 6 months. So it's kind of a random group of people. If their business isn't growing, Jessica, I can tell them what that percentage is before they tell me. It's about 2.5%. I mean, across the board, it's crazy. If I ask them what percentage of their team personally enrolls someone every month by looking at least the last 3 months, it's 0.5%. It's 1 out of 200 members. And if you think about leadership and business builders and focus and working your way up through the ranks, if you're not enrolling at least 2 or 3 people a month, you're not going to be successful in the business. And it fascinates me that only 1 out of 200 people are on pace for that, like are focused on that. Now, your percentage, I was fascinated with because it's 3.32%. That is significantly higher than the average diamond. And I asked you if your team is growing and you said yes. And so speak to a couple of things, if you will. Do you use metrics in leading and managing your business? And if you do or don't, that's great. What do you attribute to the growth? You spoke to it early on, international markets, but I just want to tie it together because people are going to wonder, if your team's growing, they want to know why. What are you doing to grow it?
So I don't use metrics. I mean, I kind of follow my stats a little bit, but I'm not hardcore about them. I'm mostly what I spend a lot of my time doing is games, classes, contests, celebrating people. I try to make I went into a party group, and that's the kind of group I try to make my team now. I want it to be fun, and I want people to have a good time and have it be someplace they want to be. And my upline too, Wendy Mercury, she's two people above me. She's the same way with the same kind of color personality. I think we're not totally twins or anything, but we get along because we really kind of try to do the same type of thing. So people really, I think, have two great leaders that they can look to and be a part of both of our groups. And anyway, but what do I attribute it to? I really think, because I just see it. I see this team in Asia crushing it. Because I don't know if it's that the US dollar goes farther there, or if the culture.
A grand appreciation for opportunity.
Yes.
And people in North America generally don't.
You know, my US team is doing great. I mean, we're not going down, but I think it's kind of stabilized. Mm-hmm. Whereas it's our Asian team that continues to really just, you know, this new team in Mongolia. I think we're the only team in Young Living that has like a team in Mongolia. Right. I mean, that's just one country, but we're also, my husband and I are just laser focused. So our method, you know, you asked like, what can someone duplicate? What we try to do is find one person or a couple that get it and are well connected and understand. So we're not big enrollers, but when I do work, sign someone up who's interested, I mean, I have this leader right now. We talk several times a day, you know, and she's all on fire. She started a week and a half ago, and I think she's enrolled five people, and they're all coming to a business meeting tonight. I'm like, okay, let's tell them to invite people. And we've only been doing this probably 10 days. And, but she's bilingual, and that to me, I'm like, you know, we can do videos in Spanish and create a whole new market. So, I went to the cruise with Young Living that 2 years ago, I can't remember, the Alaska cruise, maybe that was last year. And Anna Karina Cardenas, I think she's crown diamond right now. She has a huge, massive team in Mexico, very nice diamond leader. And I think she lives in North Carolina, but she, we went to this meeting that she said, you know, I'll bring my diamonds from Mexico. And, you know, you guys all come with the US diamonds and you can tell us how to build in the US and we'll tell you how to build in Mexico. And I'm like, well, I'm going to that meeting. You know, I want to know how to build in Mexico. What are they doing? So we went to the meeting, they talked first and they told us all, you know, they told us about tandas, which is how groups get together and that's how they buy their kits. They talked about all these ways that how they build in Mexico. And I was just like, oh, this is such great information because every culture is different in how they do things. So after the meeting, after that part, they said, okay, now you guys tell us how to grow in the US. I'm like, why would you want to grow in the US? And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, what do you mean? What do I mean? Like, what do you mean? You have all of Latin America. I mean, yeah, you could reach the Spanish speaking. I mean, you could reach the US, but there's tons of diamonds in the US, tons. And it's open season in Latin America, brand new markets where there's nobody. And she was like, huh, well, how would I reach them? I'm like, Facebook videos, you know, boosting them. She's like, huh. She popped a crown. So she was diamond at the time. She popped a crown, I want to say 3-4 months later. And I wrote in there, I'm like, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. She's not on my team. She's cross line. And she's like, thanks, Jess. And thanks for the tip. I'm like, you're welcome. You know, just finding some leaders who get it. And I mean, I know it's not everybody has a new market. And if you don't speak English, but I don't speak a single language. I mean, I speak a little bit of French, but that doesn't bug me anything with Young Living.
You have this strategy, Jessica. You don't, when there's an international market opening, people think, well, I need to know somebody there or I need to go there. No, you don't. You just need to find the community here in North America that are immigrants from that company and find an influencer in that community, enroll them, paint the picture, have them see the opportunity, and then just fan their fire.
Yes.
They'll just take it home.
Have weekly meetings. Tell people to come to those meetings and keep it coming. Keep it coming. Yep. Keep it coming.
Going to help everybody because it's a beautiful, exciting, inspirational story full of wisdom.
Thank you.
You have a lot of wisdom, a lot of great strategies, and I appreciate so much your time. And I'm sure everybody in Road to Diamond loved your interview. So folks, share this with your team. Don't just watch this once. I promise you, if you watch this interview a second time, you'll probably learn more the second time than you did the first. If you watch it a third time, you'll learn more the third time than you did the first and second. It's just the way learning works. So if you could absorb everything Jessica had, all of her ideas, all her strategy, all of her moxie, all of her motivation, all of her vision, all of her faith, you may not get to Royal Crown Diamond in 4.5 years, but you can certainly get to platinum or diamond, and then you can go on and do whatever you want to. This is the greatest financial option on the planet. And all it really takes, which I think you probably got from Jessica, is you got to learn to believe you can do it and then execute on that belief. Jessica, go ahead.
I've got one more secret weapon.
Tell them.
My grandpa did network marketing.
Your grandfather?
And he didn't have a lot of success. But he passed away in 1999, and my grandmother died of cancer, and they tried to fight it naturally. And he did network marketing, and I just believe that they are with me all the time, going, talk to that person, talk to that person, talk to that person.
What company was he in?
What company? I think it was Shackley, I think.
Yeah. I bet it was, yeah.
I found this letter, though, that he was talking about natural health, and he mentioned essential oils. He didn't mention Young Living, but he mentioned essential oils. And I just thought, he is with me. He's with me all the time.
If you can find out what company he was in, I would love to learn more about that story. I love how everything's connected. But your story is so fascinating, Jessica, about all the little things. I mean, you started with doTERRA. You probably would have never got into Young Living if it wasn't your mom's birthday, if somebody hadn't shown you the kit. I mean, all these little pieces, and here you are, $4 million a month later. I love those kind of stories.
I'm honored to be here, Richard. Thank you so much for inviting me. I watch everything. I listen to talks constantly. I read books. I read your books, all books. I'm always looking to see where I can get new nuggets to help people, to share knowledge. You know, you never know. Just keep listening. Don't listen to music. Listen to audiobooks,
yeah, music and comedy and sports might be fun, but they're not going to make you wealthy. I just interviewed Jack Canfield about a month ago for my Authentic Networker podcast, and here's a guy that has been coaching and training and inspiring people for 50 years. He was personally trained by W. Clement Stone. And I asked him, what's the number one thing that you, if you take everything you've learned from all mentors, all coaches, all authors, what's the most important thing that you've learned to apply to your success? And he said, maintain being a learner.
Yes.
Thank you, Jessica. Well, I'll see you Tuesday night and Run Through Rank. And I'll see all of you at the next Road to Diamond interview. Thanks for watching.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthrurank.com. We'll see you there.